comes to us from Andrew Smith, and I think he must have heard me mention Old Sarum in Wiltshire, which is an old hill fort, and he sent us a little postcard of that, and we have a letter from him as well, and it comes to us from Saunders Ford, in fact, which is where he lives, and he says that he sends us a reception report, and he sends us further information, and says that he thinks that Roger Tate is the same Roger Tate that might be on Radio Invicta. Ooh, I don't know about that. You'll have to keep listening, won't you? We might even announce something about that. Thank you very much for your criticisms, and thank you very much for your disappointed criticisms that A.J. Behrens is no longer on the air with EMR. Well, not to worry, not to worry. I'm sure that you'll hear him back on the radio sometime. It takes a lot to keep a good guy down, doesn't it? Right, let's continue with the quick dedications. Where do we get to? Ken Baird, yes. Andrew Braid, we mentioned him, and Mr. S. Merrick and Mr. DJ Bunce, but did we mention Mr. DJ Bunce?
No.
No, okay. Well, we're going to mention him now. DJ Bunce of Basingstoke, thank you for your letter. Ian Bigger, thank you very much for your very good synpos, and hello to Neil Tumman. Quick mention for you, and a quick mention for Timothy James. I have got to get my breath back. Something from Al Stewart. And this one is On the Border.
Across the easy water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves, the ghost moon sails among the clouds. The rifles and silver on the border. On my water coast, the lobster running. They talk of changes coming. The torches flare up in the night. The hum that puts upon the light to spread the word to those waiting on the border. In the village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. Though you never see the change from day to day. Someone else just says the custom of the way. Knocking on my window, I moved across the darkened room and in the lamppost. And I sat down in the 2000th century, telling us that we're standing on the border. In the island where we grew up, nothing seems the same. It's just the pattern that remains. An empty shell, but there's a strangeness in the air. The fishing boats go out across the heaving water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, and the rifles and silver on the border. On the border.
And on the border of somewhere in Chester in England, a place called Handbridge, a letter from Mr. C. Astbury. He tells us that our transmission was coming through reasonably well. He has an 8-valve superhet. Isn't he lucky? Amazing. What's this, the Roger Tate beer box program? Eh? Oh, mail! Yes. Anyway, it's amazing how many people identified that record by the real thing. But I'm not playing it this time round, because I'm sure you're all rather bored of it. And you correctly identified that aeroplane that went overhead last month. Thank you very much indeed there, Mr. C. Astbury. Rather formal to have to call people Mr. something, isn't it? So when you write to us, please don't forget to tell us more about yourselves. Send us a photograph, that would be quite interesting. you mean to get everybody laughing? Hey?
Well,
that's Mr. Barry Stevens in the background.
I'll be on in a minute, by the way.
Yeah, well, come here. You can't muffle in the background.
What? I'll be flashing back in a little while with my flashback show.
What a horrible thought.
Have you ever seen Barry Stevens flash? Somebody else in the studio. Have you ever seen Barry Stevens flash?
No, I'm afraid not.
I haven't. One of the persons that used to be on European Music Radio. His name is Tony King, and he was one of the first DJs.
Yeah, one of the first. Didn't last very long, though. Yeah. I'm glad to see that it's still going strong on this birthday. Actually, it's a bit of a celebration mailbox programme, this is.
Yes, Mr. Tony King, is it, yes?
Yeah, right. Never met him before.
I need to sort of flash past the studio window. Right, a dedication now, finally, for somebody who lives at a place called Goldbourne near Warrington in England. He wants to know what I think of CB, or Citizens Band Radio.
What is my opinion?
Well, I'm not sure, me old breaker.